Hello.
Hey, Austin.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Hey, sorry to bother you so soon. You know how I told you all our calls are like monitored and recorded by a Google representative?
Yes.
Okay, so basically I got off the call with you and the guy sits me down and he goes, "Oh, it sounded to me like it was a money issue. Why didn't you offer him a different package?" So they wanted me to ask you, like, is the money the main thing that's holding you back?
For sure. Yeah.
Okay, so we have other packages that I didn't actually go over with you. I just offered you the platinum package for the essential cost.
Yeah.
But they said that we could put you on like a pro package, or we could do a full platinum still, but just remove the Facebook ads. If you didn't want to do that for like the first month, we could always add the Facebook ads later, or if you didn't want to do it for a couple months or at all. But without the Facebook ads, it would actually reduce the price down to just $199 month to month. And they told me to call you with that because Townsquare and these other companies don't have Meta partnership, so they don't even offer Meta. So basically everything that they could possibly offer you would be in that $199 platinum package without the Facebook ads.
And that's canceled any time. Like I could.
Oh yeah, it's always month to month. So it's we send that in writing too. So it's a month to month agreement. You can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, anything like that. We want you guys coming back under your own will each
That's
month.
what I'm saying, man. Now my agent's like, they trapped me for a year. It's like, bro, I'm the sub, dog.
No, we don't do that. We do offer like 3, 6, and 12 month contracts, but it's more for like guys that we've been working with already for a while. And then if they want to save more money, you can do like a bulk deal where you could prepay it. And it just makes it cheaper, but
So
we don't require
what's the 200 gonna get me?
everything in the platinum package, but the Facebook advertising.
Let me pull it back up. And I can keep my own website, which I need. I got to redo my website, but I can.
Yeah, we could help you with that too. But the website that they would put on there is kind of, I didn't really look too much into your website. Let me pull it up. The one that they
Dude,
would give
my
you
website's
for.
awesome. It's just I'm
Oh,
wrong.
okay.
It's on Odoo. I need to get it moved to GoDaddy, which it's on GoDaddy, but I built it through Odoo for
Oh,
free.
yeah.
But
So that's separate. Yeah, I mean, we could give you hosting, but the problem is if you cancel the service, you lose the hosting. So then all of a sudden the website goes down. It might be
yeah.
better to just like do a cheap like year prepay on hosting through like a GoDaddy or something like that.
Yeah, and that's what I do now. So that's what I would just
Oh,
stick
okay.
with.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's fine. It stays yours, doesn't go anywhere. And if you need help, I mean, they can get in there and help you. We have a graphic design team that'll help you out if you need be.
And
So I
but
think the
how would you
website's cool.
drive the? I spend a lot of time on. I mean, I'm a backwards country boy, but I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, how
No,
would
I
you
like
like
it.
optimize the SEO so that would drive traffic to that if you don't have like access to the back end since it's on GoDaddy? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, we don't need access to the site. What we're actually optimizing and moving to the first page of the search results, Austin, is your Google business profile.
Gotcha.
So
So.
you could see guys on the first page. I don't know specifically if it's your industry right now, but usually you could find guys on the first page with no website at all. It's not a requirement anymore in order to be on the first page.
Oh, and that is true. Some people, I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
So
some of them just have a call button.
what is the SEO then? What is that?
SEO just stands for search engine optimization. That's what we started doing in 2004, but we became a Google partner in 2017, and it wasn't really our choice. Like Google was basically going to all the SEO companies and saying like, "Hey, if you don't join the Google Partner Program and abide by our rules, then one, all your clients are gonna lose first page placement because you won't have access to the algorithm. But two, we're gonna try to get you guys shut down for offering Google advertising, you know." So we kind of got strong-armed into it. It was like our clients are gonna lose success. We're gonna end up having to close our doors. So, you know, we were making money just doing SEO on our own and helping business owners get on the first page with SEO. But the difference is the placement's not going to be as good or consistent. You know, with SEO, sometimes you could rotate. Usually the best SEO placement that you could get is organic. So it's like underneath the guys that are on the map where we're talking about listing you now. You'd be like kind of scattered around down there. The highest ranking SEO service for your industry and area, I think, is HomeAdvisor right now. So it's like you're not going to outrank HomeAdvisor with SEO, but SEO just stands for search engine optimization.
Let's say I want to do it. Where's the fine print that I can read it? Because like I said, Angie's, I was literally on the phone with I was actually trying to get a battery for my tractor, and I'm like on the phone with Angie, so I'm like halfway listening, and I'm like, yeah, let's do it, whatever, and I sign up for $400 a month, you know, for a year. So it's like I'd like to read the fine print before I do anything, but I could do $199 a month. I could do that.
Yeah, it's month to month, no contract. So it's not a contract necessarily. It's just a service agreement where they're just outlining like what we're doing for you for the price. I'm going to try to, because usually when you sign up, it automatically gets sent out to you and then you have to sign it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try to send it over right now without you actually being signed up and just see what it does. So. Because usually it'll pull like the pricing that you paid and everything, and it'll automatically engineer the agreement. But you should be getting a text message here. It'll say like, thank you for choosing Local Splash, as if you already signed up.
Okay, yeah, I see that. Okay, so.
And there's like a link in there. If you click on that, it'll say terms, and I'll have your phone number. And this is going to be pretty broad. I mean, this thing will cover everything, even like the website, even though we're not touching your website. This is kind of like a one service agreement for all type thing. You'll see the asterisk signs next to the ones where it's like only if it applies to you is basically what that asterisk is there for. So like you'll still see Facebook ads in there and Google ads in there, my site in there, even though you're not doing those things with us. You'd be focused more on, you know, the Google Business Profile Access, Google Business Profile Optimization. Those are the first two things that are the main products there. And those ones don't have asterisks because everybody that signs up with those gets those, the directory submissions. So you're getting everything but, you know, pretty much the My Site, Google Ads, Facebook Ads, or Google Guaranteed, right? Those are things you could always add in the future. But I would include Google Workspace, advanced reporting, call and conversion tracking, live US client support, text message communication. It has like delivery dates, client responsiveness. We ask that you be responsive to customers, be responsive to us. Then it'll have like payments. See, on the payments there, it doesn't say anything. But what it'll say is $199, you know, local SEO services plus, basically a full platinum bundle. And then it'll be set to automatically renew each month at $199.
Gotcha.
So it'll have the reoccurring. And then you could discontinue or cancel at any time. It says there in the fine print, cancellations and refunds.
No less than 3 days in advance to make sure you don't get charged.
Yeah, but that's just because of the automated billing cycle. Like, we ask you to call us, like, today's the 4th. Your next bill wouldn't be due until November 4th. So we're like, hey, if you know you're going to discontinue it, call us on November 1st so we could stop the computer from automatically charging you. But if you call us on November 3rd, you know, it's not going to change anything. We just want to make sure that the payment doesn't clear on the 4th and then reverse it. It just looks bad from the merchant processing perspective.
And it says any budgets allocated to pay-per-click or lead campaigns are not eligible for refunds, but we're not doing that, right?
Yeah, you're not doing those. But first month payments are usually non-refundable for Google Places and local SEO. We have to actually, like, build your Google business profile, get you Google verified. Yeah, there's a lot of time and work that's going to go into just getting your stuff up and running. So
take 40 to 60 days to see results.
Yeah, that's kind of an under-promise too. You know, we just, that most of our guys see results within the first couple of weeks of signing up with us. We just have to get you Google verified and then optimize the profile so it's on the first page and the calls will start coming in. But they kind of put that in there in case there's like a perfect example is a client that I recently started working with. This guy had created like 3 different Google business profiles. They just jacked it all up. So we had to like go in there, had to delete 2 of the profiles. First we had to claim them all with Google. Then we had to delete 2 of them. Then we had to merge the reviews from one of them to the one that we were keeping. Update all the name, address, and phone numbers on them. So that it was just a process. So it ended up taking, you know, more than the first month. It was like a month and 5 days, but he understood. He had already gone in there and jacked so many things up trying to figure things out on his own before he finally rolled over and asked us for help. So, yeah, we kind of put that in there though to under promise, over deliver. If we get you up there sooner and you're seeing results sooner, you're happy. If we tell you, hey, it's going to take 2 weeks and it takes us a month because of some unforeseen circumstance at point of sale, then you're an unhappy guy and you want to cancel it. So we just try to cover our end by, you know, under promise you. Tell him it takes 30 to 45. If it takes 15, he's happy. You tell him it takes 15 and it takes 30 to 45, he's angry, you know.
True. That's kind of my thing too, is trying to over deliver and under promise, because the guy I was working for, he was doing the opposite. And I was like, this guy's not, and he's actually fallen out of the top ones on Google now.
Yeah. Well, that's how you get your guys to come back, man. Is you just be real transparent with them. So, you know, it would be me and you. I'll be your account lead, and then there's going to be a team of guys that'll help and walk us through the process, make sure it's all working for you.
So I'm not getting the premium one. I'm getting the base, not platinum. It's just the basic one for $199.
No. So what I'm going to do is I'll put you on a platinum. So it's like, you'll have everything in the platinum, but Facebook ads. So we'll still do like all the popular directory submissions. I still want to get you as many bells and whistles as I can and put you in position to make as much as you can, starting out, because we want you to use it every month. You know, we want it to turn into a long-term thing for you, not just a one-month thing. So we're throwing in everything we can for that dollar amount as a point of trying to get you up and running and profitable and beat out HomeAdvisor. And then, you know, obviously later down the line, though, let's say you do leave HomeAdvisor, you're planning on going full-time now, things are picking up. You know, I won't say that the $199 is all you'll ever be charged from us. You know, I might call you up and say, hey, you ready to launch a Facebook ad? Or you just hired a guy, you want to do a Google ad to cover more ground or maybe increase traffic a little more. So there are still other things on the table, like Google Guarantee, that we'll be able to grow you into later.
I see. And there's no way to get the Facebook ads for the $199?
No. Yeah, because the money goes directly into that Facebook ad campaign. That's why. So it's exactly $100 of like Facebook ads that you'd be getting.
See.
Yeah.
I see.
Mm-hmm. That actually does go to Meta.
Well, I guess let's try it.
Yeah, there is a $249 package that I could do too if you want to meet halfway on it, and I could get you the $100 of Facebook ads with a $249 pricing structure. So it's basically like you get $100 of Facebook ads for $50.
Well, I guess let's just do the $199 for now. I don't want to increase my means too much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Start small. I feel like with this, we'll be able to beat out HomeAdvisor and show you exactly what we're trying to show you anyway. So, all right. So I'm going to create your account. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah.
Okay, 423-838-5797?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what's your last name, Austin?
Burgess. Burgess.
Those birds sound beautiful outside, man. I'm stuck in an office. I'm like, wow, it sounds real nice. All right. What's your business email address?
It is code3pressurewashing@protonmail. Actually, make sure it's mail. Mine is Proton. Let me just check.
Okay.
That Yahoo and all that was taken, so I had to go with Proton.
Yeah, I've never heard of Proton, to be honest. Maybe I have, but it's probably been a while.
A year.
Yeah, it's a weird one. But as long as it works, you know, I need you to be able to receive the outline of the agreement in writing. There's also a Google verification form, which is huge for you. I don't know if you've ever seen those YouTube videos of people, like, they finally get Google verified. So it's like, I finally exist. My company's real.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the Google verification form goes there, and then we also will text it over to you, too. You got to fill that out and get your Google.
So, yeah, it's code3pressurewashing@protonmail.com.
Okay. And then the 4560 Highway 11 South, that's still a good address for you to receive a Google PIN verification letter in the mail?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you want me to hide your street address online?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Man, you're proving them right. And I was like, no, he said that he didn't want it. And they were like, call him up. You didn't even offer him the discount.
Well, I just
you're looking at me. Like, I told you. Yeah, I'm like, oh,
sorry, bro.
It's okay.
It's a gamble.
That's my fault.
It's like,
that's my fault though that I didn't catch on to that. You were more worried about the pricing. I thought it was just more like, you know, I didn't want to cut out Facebook, or I don't like cutting corners, so to speak.
Yeah.
So in my mind, I'm like, okay, you know, this is the best possible offer. And I still think that is, you know, like adding Facebook later, I think will make a difference too, especially in power washing and pressure washing. But, you know, it is better to not lose the Google advertising spot, and get it. And then if you want to do the Facebook ads later, that is actually a better route than to just lose it altogether just because you don't want to pay that extra $100 for Facebook ads. So they were definitely right. Yeah. All right.
Well,
so have your,
go ahead. No, go ahead.
Oh, no, you're good. I was just saying, I have your business profile created. How did you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Probably 10 to 7. Now this is different than, because I had to do the Google verification thing where I had to, like, take my phone and, like, record the address and all my equipment. Is this different than that?
If they already have some of that, then we won't need it, but it is similar, yeah. It's the same thing. Like, the form they send over to Google, it just lets them know that you're working with us as a Google partner on an ad, versus if you're trying to get verified yourself, they kind of lollygag it. They're just like, it's just a regular business trying to get verified as a business versus somebody who's running an advertisement takes priority.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But you said 10 to 7 Monday through Friday?
Yeah.
Okay, and then Saturday and Sunday.
I work Saturday. So I always take one day off a week, but it just depends. So just put I just put Saturday. You can put Saturday 10 to 7.
Okay, but I was gonna say I could put the weekends by appointment only, so that way it looks like you're always available for a call, but your work hours are Monday through Friday, 10 to 7.
Do that then, because I do take one of them days off for sure.
Yeah, and then if you're missing the calls, there's a tracking system, an app that we have, so it'll still save all their information, and then when you are free, at least it's like building up a pipeline, and you could call them back.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then you can accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Austin. And then what would be a good time to do a client interview with you?
You can do it Monday?
We could. I could also knock it out today, though. So just depending on your schedule. It usually takes about 30 to 40 minutes, but I have slots available. Like, I have a 2 to 3. I got a 4 to 5, a 5 to 6. I could do a 1 to 2. These are all Eastern Standard.
One to two would work.
1 to 2? Okay.
Yeah, that'll work.
Back with you in a little. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email address, and then we'll text you 1 hour before as well. It's an automated text message reminder. It's going to be with a separate representative from our company, but they'll call you. They'll let you know, hey, we're calling in regards to your client interview, and then they'll walk you through it. It's set questions, so it's pretty easy. Their goal is to get a nail down on, like, your geographic service area that you cover, like where you'll travel. They'll go over, like, your keywords and services. Want to make sure we're not listing you for anything you don't provide, so that way you don't get calls or, like, wasting your time. And then they'll go over like the Google verification form and optimization of the okay. Google business profile. So it's pretty easy. Sounds complex, but it's super easy. I kind of make a habit of overcomplicating things, and I tell you, like, oh, that's the problem with you working here so long, is people ask you questions, and you go so in-depth about it, and you spend 30 minutes talking about something that should only take, like, a yes or no answer.
I appreciate that. I mean, honestly, talking to you is the reason I've decided to go to Splash.
Yeah, because you're like me, though. It's like you like to know what you're paying for. If I know what I'm paying for, I don't have a problem paying for it. But if you're going to leave me in the blind, then I'm like, eh, it's fishy. You know,
I get I ain't about my life. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So I got that client interview scheduled between 1 and 2. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $199, Austin, how did you want to do that?
Well, I've got my debit card here.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. Does this say Code 3 Pressure Washing LLC on it?
No, it's not LLC.
Oh, it's not LLC. So it does say Code 3 Pressure Washing on the card, though?
Yes.
Okay. I saw some things online that came across as LLC for some reason.
Yeah. There is one in Spring Hill that I had no idea existed.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah. And he's LLC.
Okay. I got you.
But I don't know him. Yeah, I just seen it the other day.
Well, I want to make sure this matches up so you could write it off later, too, as a business expense when you do your taxes a couple months here.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that they're PIN verify? Okay. All right. I'm ready for you.
5110.
5110.
6900.
6900.
0680.
0680.
1876.
1876. Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
0827.
0827, and then 3-digit code on the back.
346.
346. Okay, and I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. If I say anything you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line, Austin. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Yeah, Code 3 Pressure Washing.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Austin Burgess, owner, operator.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Code 3 Pressure Washing today?
Yes, I am.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so it says, to get results as fast as possible, Austin, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay, and in hiring us as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
As far as like using a competitor of yours?
Yeah, well, we already know what you currently have, like with Home Advisor by Angie's and stuff like that, and that's fine if you want to keep using those guys, but it's more like I was telling you earlier, you don't want to duplicate anything. Like, so if you add another service, they're not going to be able to access the Google Business Profile and do anything for you. They might create another one, though, and that will cause a discrepancy with Google if there's two of them, right? They'll basically suspend both of them until we fix the problem. So we don't want you to have duplicate listings of anything floating around on the Internet or to be paying more money for something that we're already doing for you. So if you're not sure,
well,
double check.
I'm a loyal customer, so if you guys do me right, I'll do you right.
Yeah, that's the game plan. We don't think it's just people being unloyal. It's just sometimes they don't know, or maybe the people that are doing their SEO, maybe they don't disclose this to them. Like, hey, you know, you don't want to have those duplicates because it could cause an issue. So,
I got you.
So if you're not sure, just double check. But we're not saying that you can't do anything else. You absolutely can. We just don't want it to be the same thing, or for you to be wasting money. Unnecessarily.
Gotcha.
Right. And it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for 2 months since we're basically building everything from scratch for you. as far as the Google Business Profile is concerned, but it is a month-to-month service. You're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's October 4th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $199 for a platinum package bundle. I've waived all setup fees, and I applied a new in business credit, and then I also took out the Facebook ads to get you down to this $199 pricing structure. When the term is completed, the agreement's going to be set up to auto-renew each month on the fourth day, but you'll keep the same pricing structure of $199. You may discontinue or cancel your agreement with us at any time, up to 3 business days before your next billing is due. There are no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue your services with us, let us know before that next billing date, so that way we could stop the automated billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to receive welcome email, welcome text message, loaded with information about what to expect. Okay, you already know this. So you're also going to get a username and a password for your account dashboard and tracking system. But are you getting any text messages already? Sometimes they come through like instantly. Okay, there we go. Yeah, so there's automations, like I was telling you earlier. So the second I run your payment, it like generates the service agreement, sends that to you, and then you should get the Google verification form here in just a second, and then also your username and password for your tracking system. And that's it. So you're officially signed up with us. Thank you for signing up. You know, obviously welcome aboard. There is a client interview scheduled at 1, so obviously we'll circle back with you at that time. But between now and then, if you could sign the subscription terms, and then also, well, I guess the Google verification form might take you a day or two just to kind of gather the stuff that they're requesting. So, yeah, you just want to sign the subscription terms and be available for that phone call, and then we'll prompt you step by step. You also have my direct number and extension, and we have 24/7 customer service. So I don't work on the weekends, so today's Friday. Don't be surprised if you call me tomorrow. I'm not here.
I will call.
But you can call in still. If you hit extension 1, we have 24/7 customer service available to you.
So okay.
Even if it's after hours, there's always a rep available to you to be able to help you with your account.
Okay. Let's do it.
All right, Austin. Well, you made a great decision, man. I'm looking forward to working with you, making you some money, and stealing you away from Home Advisor. But cool. I always say, you know, the happiest clients, like I told you earlier, are the educated clients. So if you have any extra questions, comments, or concerns moving forward, don't hesitate to give me a call. I don't have a problem breaking it all down for you so you know what we're doing.
Okay, 10-4, sir.
All right, you have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
You too, man. Appreciate you.
All right, bye-bye.